Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If theaters remain closed for the foreseeable future, the pressure is on to consider PVOD as a more viable option for the bigger budget titles like superhero movies. Audiences say, a new study say that audience would be willing to pay more for superhero titles than other styles of movie to watch it from the comfort of their own homes. Respondents were asked what would be a reasonable amount to pay between $0 and $50 for a PVOD release in several genres. Well, much would you pay for a superhero movie? How much would you pay for an action-adventure movie? How much would you pay for a drama? How much would you pay for an art house movie? How much would you pay for a horror movie? Those are the questions that they are asked.
Well, it's kind of weird because if you whatever genre you like, you'd pay to see that movie. Yeah. I mean, I paid $20 to see King of Staten Island. It was a great movie.
Yeah.
I don't like the other ones, but people do like the superhero stuff. They'll pay $20.
It stands to reason that whatever kicks ass at the box office, people would obviously pay more for.
And what, you know, $20 is about the same as what it would cost two of us to go to the theater to see it. So right. $20. That's probably about my range right there.
Yeah, and you're raising that's $8 either.
Well, yeah, I justified the $20 for that by being like, if we were at the theater, this is what, you know, a popcorn and two drinks would cost.
Judd Apatow was great because somebody tweeted out they were pissed off that they had to spend $20 on that King of Staten Island. And she goes, that's just about the same as going to the theater here in New York. And Judd Apatow just said, well, wait for it. It'll be on HBO, and after that, you'll find it in the bargain bin. Just shut up. Go away, basically. I did this for you. I put it out on VOD. It's charged $20. And this woman bitch on Twitter.
Yeah,
he said, shut up.
Well, that's what it would cost to go to the theater. Well, yeah, that's the point.
That is the point.
That's the point.
Exactly.
So what are they saying?
So the digital releases are generally about $20, like you're saying. And the superhero genre.
Yeah, just get eight nerd friends.
That's what people really, that's the thing that people would pay the most amount of money for, they say, according to this particular survey.
Right.
And they say that they would pay $14.17 for it.
A person or just
I've given you.
That's all they're going to go.
Yeah.
Just to get it on your TV.
Yeah, just like the $20.
They're going to charge you more than $14.
Well, yeah, they're going to charge you $20.
At
all
least,
of them,
at least.
You say $14.17.
Well, that's what it worked out to. But that's what it worked out to. You're familiar with the concept of averaging.
Yeah, but then somebody gave
what
to come up with that number. Somebody gave an odd number and said, "Well, $14 and maybe a quarter."
Right. $14.25.
They're going to charge more than that. If they would actually release a superhero brand new movie only on TV first, they're going to charge more.
That'd
than
be $25, $30.
At least $30.
And then it go and then it in descending order. So they'd pay most for a superhero movie at $14. For 13.5, action adventure movie, and then it goes drama next, and then comedy romance. They'd pay almost $12 for animation, live action, family kids, 11.5, horror, just over 11, and under $10 for an art house movie.
Now I realize I'm not hurting for any cash in my wallet right now, but I don't really have a problem just saying click on when it says $8.95 or something like that, because you know if I'm not watching that show for $8.95. I'm blowing $8.95 somewhere. And I think that's minimal amount of money to pay for something that's going to entertain you.
Well, that's the same thing I think about when people complain about, Netflix went from $9 to $11.
Right.
You piss away $11 in a month many times over.
Well, you lose, and it's only $2 at normal.
Yeah.
So you lose $2 in change walking out.
Yeah.
Even broke people do.
Stop complaining.
Yeah, but then they go get a pack of cigarettes and two cases of beer.
Right.
And they're bitching about Netflix being $11.
Come on.
Well, after you get that, after you get
the
necessities.
Then you don't have the $11.
Then you have $11 left.
Now where am I supposed to find $11?
Right. Exactly.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, they say it's going to be difficult for studios to match the profits they make from superhero blockbusters at the global box office, even with a $20 ticket, let alone a $15 ticket. They say the more likely scenario is that studios will evaluate releases on a movie-by-movie basis.
Well, yeah, because you can't charge per person at home. You're just charging per screen.
Right. Yeah, this could be like WrestleMania. You're going to get 10 friends to come over, and everybody throw in $2 to watch the new Superman.
Watch the Hulk.
Yeah. There's going to be that guy that doesn't throw in the $2.
I'll get you later, dude. I'll get you later, dude.
You never do, man.
You got any beer? And he drinks some beer and everything.
I'm so glad my kids aren't into the superhero movies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, mine never fell into it either at all.
We had a brief period of time, but now like all the sequels and everything. Yeah. I think Captain America was like the last one. And that was a while ago. Whatever one they were was the Talking Tree.
King of Staten Island.
Yeah, our whole family watched that too. Yeah. I'd much rather watch that than, you know, the Hawk or whatever.
No, it was a great movie in real life situations. It was cool and funny.
I think I would work an extra job and save up whatever amount of money was required if they would release Wayne's World 3.
If they come back,
you need to start the Kickstarter campaign.
Maybe. Yeah.
Get a hold of Mike Myers.
Maybe you need to write it, Nick. Start the screenplay right now.
There have been many late night discussions that we were way past our bedtime. Richard and I talked about that. What would they do, man?
Bill and Ted movie moving to November too?
I think it's been moved. Yeah, I don't know what the exact release date is.
That preview looks good.
I haven't seen the preview yet. Is it good?
Yeah. Okay. Makes me want to watch the movie.
All right. The trailer's out there on YouTube.
I'm with you on Wayne's World, though. I'm a huge Wayne's World fan.
That'd be great. If they're bringing Beavis and Butthead back, maybe it's not.
That's what I'm thinking. Take the same approach as they're doing with Beavis and Butthead.
You know who might like to write that, though? They might. Mike Myers might not be calling you, Nick. Mike Myers can write.
Well, maybe he's been locked in his house for a long time. Maybe he's working on it.
Now, this is Bill and Ted 3 is scheduled for August 28th.
On VOD?
No, in theaters.
Really?
But we all know that's up in the air.
Were we supposed to talk to Alex?
Possibly. That might still come through. It was going to be next week.
This is where Keanu's got to pick up the phone.
Well, this wasn't Bill and Ted that Alex Winter was going to be promoting. It was another documentary he was part of about child actors.
If Kevin Costner could pick up the phone, Keanu Reeves could pick up the phone, for especially in these pandemic times. Pick up the phone.
Whoa. I mean, he made time to do a SpongeBob movie. He can call us.
Yeah. I mean, granted, he might not like just in general nothing to talk to radio people, but
you can't blame him.
No, I can't, because a lot of interviews are pretty brutal with these people.
It's always the getting up early part that's you have to get over the hump with those guys.
It's huge, right?
Yeah, because they're all L.A. based. Right. Yeah, like when we talked to Costner, it was 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
and we talked to him twice.
Yeah. And most of those things that we do, the sweet spot, if you're on the West Coast, is 6 to 8 a.m.
Right.
And most movie stars are allergic to 6 to 8 a.m.
I would be too.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.